With this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, April 4th, I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Last night, the Lamar's boys soccer team kept their unbeaten record intact thanks to a win in the shootout over Sioux Center at home by the score of 2-1. And of course, any soccer game that goes through 100 minutes of regulation and gets to the penalty kick shootout is a fun one. And Lamar's first-year head coach Blake Ferringer agrees and says it was great for his team to fight through physicality to get the win.
That was an exciting game. I mean, you guys saw it. It was the boys played hard. It was a very physical game from start to finish. I'm really proud of this group. The boys played well and came out with a W in the end.
The Bulldogs were down 1-0 after a goal in the 21st minute from Sioux Center's Isaiah Els, who broke away for the score. Thankfully, Lamar's tied it at 1 right before the halftime break, thanks to a goal from Deji Kabongo, who put one on frame that went right through the keeper's hands. Coach Ferringer says that goal was crucial in giving his guys momentum for the second half.
That was big going into half, especially because we were having troubles getting down to their side of the field the whole game or the whole first half. So being able to score right before half like that and carrying it over into the second half, I think that really helped swing our momentum in our favor.
The second half provided many more opportunities for the Bulldogs, but they just could not get one to break through. After the half and two overtimes, the game went to penalty kicks, in which Lamar's prevailed 4-2. Coach Ferringer says the fun games played after practice came in handy early in the season.
We were looking to get it done in the first overtime, then possibly the second overtime. Well, it ended up going to PKs, and I was telling Coach, this is every now and then we'll do a little PK knockout at the end of practice. And I just looked at my assistant coach, and I was like, Coach, this is what we do PK knockout for. Didn't think it was going to come this early in the season, but hey, it worked well.
The Bulldogs were able to clinch the win with a strong save in the shootout from Eric Burnett. The future Dakota Wesleyan Tiger made a pair of saves over the four shots to give Lamar's the win. Coach Ferringer gives him a lot of credit, especially with handling some adversity late.
Eric played a heck of a game there at the end of the PK shootout. I think it was the first overtime, maybe. He kind of jogged off the field. He had broke his finger. He just popped it right back into place. I appreciate Jude stepping up and taking that spot just for the time being. And once we got Eric back, he had an excellent game at the end, just being able to come up with those saves that helped us overall get the victory on that.
The Bulldogs are now 2-0 under a new head coach after winning just two games all season last year in their inaugural year. Coach Ferringer wants his team to just keep working hard to continue this momentum.
It comes down to working hard, continuing to put in that effort on and off the field, whether it be in the school, in the classroom, during practice when no one wants to be there kind of thing. You keep working hard, good things are going to happen.
Lamar's takes on Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson later today to open up the Missouri River Activities Conference schedule. Let's take a look at our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. It was a busy one. Yesterday we had soccer, golf, and track around Plymouth County take place. Going back to soccer, girls soccer action in the MRAC, the Lamar's girls improved to 3-0 on the year with a 4-3 victory over Sioux Center. How about the season Zoe Wickup's having so far? She had a hat trick yesterday, and that included the game winner with 25 seconds left in regulation. She now has 8 goals in 3 games to start the season. And no wonder she's going to play Division I soccer. Also in the MRAC in girls soccer, it was East shutting out Sergeant Bluff Luton 4-0. In MRAC boys soccer, of course, Lamar's wins 2-1 in PKs, 4-2 in the penalty kicks. And Sioux City North rolled over Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson 10-0. To the golf course, we got our first golf out action of the season. In the Wrigell Conference in girls golf, it was MMCRU defeating Hinton 217-226. Ashlyn Kramer of Hinton was the individual medalist. She shot a 49, but MMCRU had a couple of golfers crack 51 there. It was Avery Schlenger and Cassie Weiler with both 51 totals to lead MMCRU. Mia Fleckenstein of Hinton was fourth, shooting a 52. Also in girls golf in the Wrigell, it was South O'Brien beating West Sioux 214-307. To the Western Valley Conference, the conference hosting their first meet of the year at Ida Grove, hosted by OABCIG, and it would be the Falcons of OABCIG taking first, shooting 221. MVAOCOU just two strokes behind them in second, and a stroke behind MVAOCOU was Kingsley Pearson. The Panther girls take third in their first meet of the year, just three strokes off the lead. West Monona was fourth, shooting a 232. Also in girls golf in the MRAC, Sergeant Bluff Luton took first in their meet, shooting a 185. Bishop Heelan was second, Sioux City East in third. To boys golf in the Wrigell Conference, the Hinton boys started off the year with a win. They beat MMCRU 171-190. How about this first score of the year for Caden Barrett of Hinton? He shot a 37 on 9 holes yesterday, right out of the chute. Not a bad way to get the season started for Caden Barrett. Bodie Benebos was second. He shot a 43. Bo Cook was third, shooting a 44. The Blackhawks get the top three scores on the leaderboard. MMCRU had a couple of golfers shoot 45 to tie for fourth. Braden Olson and Michael Schmillen shoot 45s to lead the Royals. Also in Wrigell Conference boys golf, South O'Brien beat West Sioux 197-205. To the Western Valley Conference, the boys conference golfers at Holstein, hosted by Ridgeview. It was OABCIG taking first in that meet with a 155 team total. Ridgeview was second with a 162. Kingsley Pearson placed third with a 168. And Woodbury Central was fourth. To the track, the MMCRU boys track team, the only ones in action yesterday, and they came away with a win, their first outdoor meet of the year. MMCRU takes the win with 140 points, just 3 points better than the host school, Sioux Central, who was in second with 137, Newell Fonda third, Alta Aurelia was fourth in that boys-only meet. Some of the individual highlights for the Royals, Gunnar Johnson took second in the 100-meter dash at 11.5 seconds. It was Kyler Bork in third, just shy of 59. 9 seconds in the 400-meter dash. In the 110 high hurdles, Jonah Peterson took third, 18.5 seconds. The 1,600-meter run, Caden Gallus took first, 5:09.60. We know MMCRU's got some good long-distance runners. They've got some good ones again this year. Wyatt Olish was fourth for the Royals in the 16. And if Caden's performance in the 16 wasn't good enough, he went ahead and won the 3,200-meter run as well, a time of 10:55.73 for Caden Gallus. To some field events, Mitchell Schneff won the discus throw, 135 feet, 8 3/4 inches. In the high jump, Lucas Braun tied for second at 5 feet, 8 inches. And if that wasn't good enough for Lucas, he also placed second in the long jump at 19 feet, 9.5 inches. To some relays, the 4x1 for MMCRU, Xander Tennant, Brayson Mulder, Michael Peterson, and Gunnar Johnson took second place. The 4x2 of Tenninger, Mulder, Caden Nettermeyer, and Johnson took second place as well. The 4x4 of Jace Colling, Lucas Braun, Caden Nettermeyer, and Owen Olish took second place. And the 4x800-meter relay of Olish, Lucas Braun, Kyler Bork, and Jace Colling, they took second as well. We've got a link that will pull up some individual results for you from that meet. It's on our website at KLEM1410. And finally, on our sports scores and results page, some tennis from the Missouri River Activities Conference. No Lamars in action, but in boys tennis, Sergeant Bluff Luton swept Cherokee 9-0, Bishop Heelan 8-1 winners over Sioux City North, and it was East shutting out West 9-0. All these scores are on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. To the sports schedule for today. In girls tennis, the Lamars girls are back in action. They host Sergeant Bluff Luton in MRAC play. Council Bluffs, St. Albert is at Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln. Sioux City East is at Glenwood. In boys tennis, the Bulldog boys will also host Sergeant Bluff Luton today. Sioux City West is at Bishop Heelan. In girls soccer, Lamar's Community Girls is right back at it. They're on the road at Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson tonight. Sergeant Bluff Luton's at Unity Christian. Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln is at Bishop Heelan in girls soccer in the MRAC. In boys soccer in the MRAC, it's Thomas Jefferson coming up here to take on Lamar's. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Sioux City East. Sioux City West is at North. And it is Bishop Heelan at Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln. To the track, Lamar's and Hinton going to head south to take on all comers at the Sergeant Bluff Luton meet tonight. And Galen Catholics heading up to Orange City for the Dutchman Relays hosted by MOC Floyd Valley. We'll have coverage of that on our Twitter page tonight at KLEM Sports. And to the golf course, a lot of golf has been postponed. Of course, Hinton and MMCRU got things going yesterday, but a lot of action still postponed. Galen Catholic at Harris Lake Park, that's been postponed. South O'Brien at Remsen St. Mary's, that's been postponed to April 14th. West Sioux at Unity Christian, that's postponed. Hinton at Hartley Melvin Sanborn, postponed to April 24th. As of right now, the only golf on the schedule is MMCRU at Akron Westfield, and that's girls and boys golf in the War Eagle Conference. For more sports news, be sure to check out KLEM1410.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. You're going to want to check us out on Twitter. We've got a highlight of Eric Burnett's game-sealing save from the penalty kicks last night between Lamar's and Sioux Center. You're going to want to check that out. That's at the top of our Twitter page at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteeg.